So, Brendan, just kind of impressions of camp this year.
Yeah, I know, it's awesome. It's a great experience. People are really friendly here, and met a lot of great players here, and it's very exciting moving forward. Mm-hmm.
You went through the draft process a couple of times.
Right? Yeah. Well, 17-year-old year I wasn't drafted, so I went into 18-year-old year, and I know I had a great year, and then was drafted to the Islanders in the fifth round, and you know, they never signed me this year, so came back, and then the Jets drafted me, so you know, it's going to be a good opportunity here, and I'm really looking forward to it.
When the Islanders didn't sign you, how that must have been rough.
Yeah, you know, it was a really stressful year. And my agent kind of really, they didn't really say too much, and they didn't talk to me at all, so I was kind of wondering, like, you know, what's going on, and then they didn't say anything to me in May, and then June 1st came around, and okay, I guess I'm back in the draft, so it was kind of a weird experience, and I guess I wasn't in their plans, but you know, I'm happy the Jets picked me, and couldn't be a better organization.
But there must have been, so you must have been really relieved when you heard your name.
Yeah, I was really relieved, but you know, even if I was a free agent too, like, there was quite a few teams that, you know, would have gave me opportunities. So, but you know, the Jets was one of the teams that I really wanted to go to, and you know, I was really excited when I got picked.
Why the Jets?
You know, I just feel like there's a good opportunity here, and St. John's is a great place to play, and you know, the team's really friendly, and you know, there's a great atmosphere, and I've talked to a lot of the, you know, trainers and personnel, and they all seem to really like me, so it's awesome.
Do you know any of the other players? Or, like, have you played with
anyone? Yeah, like, you know, I've played against Nick Petan and Eric Comrie, right, and Josh Morrissey. I've played against all those guys in the Dub.
Right, right.
And they're all great players, and they're a few years younger than me, so they got a couple of years to grow. But, no, they're all great players, and I can't say anything bad things about them.
Wait, you've got 5 years in the WHL.
Yeah. 5 years, that was a long 5 years. You know, even last year I thought I had a chance to play in the AHL, but things just didn't work out, and went back to the Dub, had a great year. Great coach Don Knockbar there kind of you know, helped me along the way, and Spokane is a great organization, and it was great there.
So being one of the older guys at camp here, are you given any tips for any guys here, or you just focus on your own game?
You know, I try to focus on my game, but, you know, guys like Josh Morrissey, they kind of ask me a little things, like, how'd you put that many points up in junior and stuff like that? Like, what do you do? What are the keys to, like, you know, getting, like, quite a few goals and stuff? And, you know, I kind of, you know, I mean, he's a first-round pick, so a seventh-round pick. I don't think he should take that much advice from me. But, you know, he kind of asks me, you know, and I just kind of tell him what I think is best, and I know he's going to have a great year next year.
So what are the secrets to putting up more than a point per game for 3 years in a row?
You know, a lot of ice time, too, and you're playing, you know, 35 minutes a night. You're on the ice, and you have better opportunity. But, you know, it's just little things like getting the puck through whenever, jumping in on the rush, and, you know, making the right pass. It's just, they all contribute to, you know, being able to put up those numbers.
So what's the goal for you this upcoming season? Is it cracking the Jets roster, or the Ice Caps? Or?
Well, you know, you always want to go in, you know, making the big club, you know what I mean? You're going to go in there and, you know, try your best and prove that you belong. But, you know, if that doesn't work out, I'd love to be in the Ice Caps. That's a great organization too, and we'll just see what they have planned for me.
Be a bit of a commute back and forth from Edmonton to St. John's.
Yeah, I don't know if the parents be able to make too many trips, but, you know, I've talked to a couple of guys that played there, and they say it's great. The fans are great, and it's a great arena, a great atmosphere, and it would be a great place to play.
I know you've only been in Winnipeg for a couple of days, but what are your impressions of the city so far, and the fans especially?
Oh, the fans are awesome. You know, I mean, I've been to Winnipeg a couple of times before. I've had a band AAA Westerns here, and, you know, it's a great city, and, you know, the arena is phenomenal there. Like, that's way nicer in New York. But, yeah, no, the fans are great. It's nice to see them all come out and, you know, sign autographs and everything. And even when you watch them on TV, they're so loud. And, you know, they're the best bands in the league.
And did I hear correctly that you guys are going to the KISS concert this week?
Yeah, we are on Thursday, I think. Oh, that should be fun. I can't believe those guys are still around. But, yeah, it should be great.
Yeah. Are your parents jealous?
I don't know. I haven't even told them yet.
Awesome. Thanks very much, Brendan.
Yeah, thank you.